Hey everybody, and welcome back to the second episode of JJ's Corner, with me, JJ. So, tonight, I think I am going to call this episode Depression, because I've been going through a lot of it lately. So, like, within, like, the last, like, I don't know, I'd say 6 months or so, I've been dealing with a lot of death that's been going on around me. And I have realized that I personally am just not able to cope with stuff very well when it comes to death. So, let's just, like, jump right into it, I guess. So, when I first lost someone recently, the very first time, like, being clean again, it just sucked. Like, I didn't know how to go through it. Like, it was one of them moments of, like, just pure, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it was just, like, I didn't want to feel, and, like, it really killed me. And honestly, I didn't even lose anybody right away. Like, it was April 22nd of this year, was the memorial of a loved one that, I started dating, and then he passed away from an overdose in my sober house, and, it hit me rough. Like, I just didn't want to feel, I didn't want to go through all of the shit that I had to go through, but then I started doing, some, like, DBT, it wasn't really DBT, it was, I can't remember what the name of it was, It was like DBT. EMDR, I think it was. No, not EMDR. It was ACT, or ART, which is art. And it's a really good program that I went through. It made me, like, remember of, like, how bad it was, and kind of, like, re-go through everything, and then it was, like, I kind of, like, got to remake it so that it was something happy, and it worked. And then, in May, no, let me go back, before May, I ended up losing a few other people, a treatment group member, and I still didn't know how to handle that. And I didn't handle it very well, and I couldn't really think about it, because it was really, really something that bothered me. And then, that same day, I found out somebody that, was in treatment, also passed away that same day, from suicide, from severe PTSD, and, that one was scary, too, because I didn't know, like, because I have PTSD, too, so, like, I go through all that shit, too, which also triggers the depression and shit, and luckily I had people that were able to be there for me, people in recovery that could help me cope with it, I would say. And then, in May, a friend of mine lost his best friend to an OD, and that was really hard for me, because I had to stay strong for him, and I did, and it was a good feeling to be there for somebody else that really needed it, but it was hard at the same time, because, shortly after, he went back out, but by the grace of God, like, now he's back into recovery, and, like, he's doing the damn thing. And I'm very proud of him. Also, what's really crazy is, I really didn't know the guy, but, like, I felt some kind of way, too. Like, I met him a few times, and, like, I kind of went through the emotions of, like, losing somebody. And then literally a month and 3 days later, my dad passed away. And when my dad passed away, I felt like the whole world was against me. Like, even thinking about it right now, like, I'm starting to tear up kind of a little bit because, like, I still don't want to believe that my dad's gone. But at the same time, like, I know he's not here anymore. And I know that he's here, like, in my heart and, like, thoughts and memories. And, like, he's always around me and with me. But, like, he's not physically here to where I can be like, Dad, I need you for this and Dad, I need you for that. But when he passed, he had some clean time. And it was nice. And he always was there to root me on. And I think that's what really sucks the most is I don't have my dad here to root me on. But it's kind of, like, in a way getting easier, just because, like, I know he's watching me, and I know that he's always here when the hard times come. I promised him on his deathbed as he was dying that I wouldn't use, and that I wouldn't go get drunk, and it's been rough, dude. Like, it's been one of those feelings and one of those things where, like, I kind of just want to do it because I just want to end this suffering feeling. But at the same time, like, one, I promised my dad. And two, like, I've never felt the feelings that I'm feeling. And it feels great to feel them sometimes. In the moment, it sucks, but after I go through it, like, I realize that, like, I'm learning more and more about myself all the time. And then, like, I don't know, it's weird, like, how everything happens in life. In the end of August, I lost my cousin, to a really severe accident, and, that one was really rough. Like, that one was just as bad as my dad. But in a way, I was able to cope with it because I had people in recovery that could help me through it. I had my family. I had, you know, so much love and support from people even outside of Minnesota. And it's really nice that I did because that was another one of those moments of, like, I wanted to kill myself and I didn't really want to live. And I wanted to get high. And I'm so glad that, like, I didn't, because it's so great to know that, like, I have people in my life that are, like, there for me. And then September was kind of, like, an awkward, month for me. I went through some really, really rough shit. I don't know, I think it was just, like, the weather was changing, I wasn't really doing all the stuff that I wanted to do in life. And I wasn't talking to my sponsor really that much. And I wasn't really doing stuff that was suggested to me. So, like, I would isolate and I'd, like, stay in my room and I'd be depressed. And, like, I got into a really, really bad, like, downfall. And I got to share at a meeting, in an open topic, and, I kind of talked about how, addict behavior still shows up in life, whether you're clean or not, and, like, it was bad because, like, a lot of my addict behavior was, like, going to stores and taking stuff, and then, like, isolating and being depressed and, like, not wanting to go to meetings and blah, blah, blah. And I shared honestly, and at the end, I just shared very honestly. I let them know that, like, I was so depressed, like, I wanted to kill myself, like, badly. And I knew that if I did, I would be letting a lot of people down, and I knew that my dad wouldn't be happy with me. And I think when I went and shared at that meeting, I think that was me crying out for help, finally. And a lot of people talked to me afterwards and said they felt the same way, or, like, they were going through some of the shit that I was going through, or even, like, they were kind of just like, hey, you know, like, are you gonna be okay? And it was, like, it was something that I needed to hear, and I know that, like, a few of them, I was like, yeah, I'll be okay, and some of them, I was like, yeah, I'll be okay, and they knew I wouldn't be okay, and they gave me numbers, and, like, I talked to people and stuff, and I still feel kind of, like, amazed about how life is going. And then October was okay. October kind of was one of those months where, like, on and off again, like, I'd be depressed one day, but then I would be perfectly fine. But I never had any of the moments that I had in September or August. Like, I didn't want to kill myself. I didn't have any of that crazy feeling. And then close to the end of December, like, it started getting that way again. And I realized that, like, shit was kind of rough. I know that my sponsor asked me to start doing steps, so I started doing my step work. I know that I've been kind of lacking on that. Like, it's kind of just sitting there, and I need to know that I need to know. I know that I need to do it, and I plan on it, because my recovery needs to come first. I know, like, I've been working a lot and fucking doing the things I need to do to, like, save money and whatnot, but it's weird, like, so I've been doing a lot of overtime, and I've been working a lot lately, and, like, I can feel myself, like, wearing down into that, like, oh my god, I'm working all the time, and I'm not doing the things I need to do, which sucks. Ooh, fuck, I'm tired. But yeah, the reason I'm tired, you guys, is because it's 12:22 a.m., and I'm, like, doing the podcast because I just know that I need to do one. And I just got home from work. But yeah, no, so, like, I don't know, like, October was weird. November's been, okay. I can't say it's been the best. I've been going to meetings. I've been working a lot. I can't say I was doing step work because I really haven't been doing much of my step work, but I've been doing some of it. Like, I got some questions done. But, like, this depression thing, dude, is, like, it kills me because it's, like, I know that there are so many people out there with depression, and we're all coping with it in our own way. And it's hard because we all try to, well, okay, so I can't say y'all, but I try, to put on the smiley face and, like, make sure, like, everybody thinks that, like, everything's okay, but sometimes, like, it's not okay, and I need to remember that, when I share about that shit, like, other people can relate, and, like, they can help me through it. I don't have to be scared. But yeah, like, it kills me when I try to hold it in, and, it's hard for me to let it out, because, like, I really haven't had people to, really be able to open up like that to. I do have some people. And one of them people, happens to be there when I least expect it, and it's weird. But what's really cool is, like, when my buddy's friend passed away, like, I was there to be there for him, and then when my dad passed away, he was there for me, so it was kind of, like, this bonding, like, he's, like, my, okay, so obviously he's taller than me, but he's younger than me. So I call him my little big brother, and he calls me his little big brother. So it's like, I call him my big little brother, and he calls me his little big brother. Because I'm shorter than him, but I'm older. And, he is, like, the most amazing fucking person I've ever met in my life. Like, when he's down, he lets everybody know, and, like, we're both communicating to each other when we're down. But it's weird, like, it's that brother bond. It's, like, family, like, we're friends, but, like, we have that, like, brother bond, and it's weird how to explain it, because it's, like, he's always, like, if I'm down, like, he always knows what to do, like, he'll make me laugh, or, like, he'll do stupid shit to make me laugh, or, like, we'll get serious about something, and, like, we both fucking talk about it, and, like, he explains, like, some of the things that he went through, and it's weird, like, how all this time, like, I've had somebody in my life within, like, okay, so the last, like, 4 years, I've had him in my life, and, like, it's weird how he, like, all of a sudden, like, now we're, like, so fucking close. Like, I could feel some type of way, and he doesn't even have to ask me, and he'll just be like, bro, I know something's wrong, what's going on? And, like, I can't even lie to him, because it's, like, we know each other like that. And the depression part, like, depression is one of those things where, like, people can notice. Like, if you're fucking too, if you're too fucking happy, like, there's a little suspicion there. And that's what happens sometimes with me, is, like, I get too happy, and, like, some people point it out, and some people don't. But, like, I'm starting to fucking get my shit together, and I'm starting to kind of speak out about it. Just on Wednesday, like, a girl came up to me and was like, hey, you know, like, I'm glad that you had shared, you know, on your live about this, that, and another, because, like, she was going through the same shit. And it, like, really, it really touched my heart to know that, like, I'm out there helping other people. And I'm not gonna say, like, I'm better than anybody, or, like, I know I'm better than you, and, like, I know that I went through this, and I know, and, like, I'm better, and da-da. But at the same time, like, I felt like I could totally relate. And especially, like, when she came up and talked to me about, like, the depression stuff and, like, other stuff that's been going on in my life. Excuse me. What's going on in her life. And, like, I could relate to it. And, like, we talked for a little bit. But if we would have had more time, like, I probably could have spent hours talking to her. Because it was, like, God puts people in the fucking places that you need right at the moment you need them. And at that moment, like, I believe that God put me there because I needed her and she needed me. And it was so great just to bond for, like, the few minutes we actually got to talk. And, like, again, like, depression is one of those things that's, like, most people are like, oh, get over yourself, that don't understand. And then there's, like, people that understand completely. And I hate, like, being, like, the cliche guy, but, like, speak up and talk about it. Like, I know I need to practice what I preach, and, like, but talking about it, it pulls that fucking burden off of you, and you don't feel like you're alone anymore. It makes you feel like you have something to offer to people. I just want to say I love all of you guys. And, like, if you ever, ever need anything, just contact me some way, somehow, Facebook, Instagram, like, TikTok, fucking find me at a meeting, like, just talk, speak about it, you know, fucking allow yourself to just not hold it in anymore, leave voice messages on here, like, I'm gonna share the voice message, like, link or whatever, and you guys can send me fucking voice messages, and we can chit-chat, and, like, I'll send you my number or something, and we can talk, like, reach out to somebody, because you only have one life, and, like, you gotta be there for other people, too. I love all you guys, and, like, I really appreciate you all, and, like, I'm so grateful that God had allowed me to, like, live this day out and be happy and sober and clean and blah, 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 and whatever. But, yeah, fucking, I love you guys, and I'm just gonna call it a night. I know it's gonna be a short episode this week, but, like, damn, I'm probably gonna put more than this one out this week. But, yeah, be true to yourself. Share with somebody what's going on in life, and, like, be happy and do the things that you love. Peace, baby.